Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Paul Fo. I'm a life coach, NLP practitioner, and entrepreneur. I'm going to be your host for this amazing program today. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Our Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesonwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics. I'll be right back after this.
Greetings to the smart people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that businesses, like life, runs on principles of success and failure. This business episode is titled, Reasons Why Businesses Fail. It is focused on our small business owners who want to succeed and grow their businesses. Business must be started for the right reasons to avoid failure. Reasons that lead to building a successful company include these. 1. You must have a passion and love for what you'll be doing and strongly believe, based on educated study and investigation, that your product or service would fulfill a real need in the marketplace. 2. You must have drive, determination, patience, and a positive attitude. When others throw in the towel, you should be more determined than ever. Many report on business failures cite poor management as the number one reason for failure. New business owners frequently lack relevant business and management expertise in areas such as finance, purchasing, selling, production, hiring, and managing employees. If the business owner doesn't recognize what they don't do well and seek help, the company may fall or fail and go out of business. To remedy the problem, small business owners can educate themselves on skills they lack, hire skilled employees, or outsource work to competent professionals. These are some of the ideas we share while mentoring small business owners. Another vital requirement for business success is business plan. Many small businesses fail because of fundamental shortcomings in their business planning. It must be realistic and based on accurate current information and educated projections for the future. There are many more requirements for business success, for example, ownership of website, social media presence, etc. Our guest speaker will touch on these as he expounds on the topic. He is Mr. Paul Fo, a certified public speaker and life coach. Please enjoy the episode and put the useful information to good use. Our loving people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk. It's not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio. And I am Paul Fo, your host for today.
I want to talk to you about certain reasons why businesses fail. So let's get into it. Now, entrepreneurship is very, very important in today's day and age because at the end of the day, a lot of organizations cannot employ everybody. In River State, they cannot employ everybody in Nigeria. So the way forward is small businesses. Because it's small business that will employ a lot of people, or take a lot of people out of the unemployment market. The government cannot employ everybody. The banks cannot employ anybody. This is the reason why small businesses is the thrust of every growing society. So whether you are a solo entrepreneur, that means you're a small business, whether you have a side hustle, that means you have a 9-to-5 job, but then you have some business by the side that brings you money, or you run a business full-time. I believe that if you listen to this with attention, you're going to learn a lot of things from what I'm going to be sharing today. Again, my name is Paul Foe. I'm Nigeria's number one sales coach. I want to give a shout out to Her Excellency Suzette Wike for this opportunity. So let's go. Number one is that they have bad customer service. They have bad customer service, and that is the reason why some businesses fail. Because at the end of the day, the customer is the reason why you are doing business. So when the customer is not satisfied, they're not going to come back. And the strength of every business is repeat business. You don't grow a business by someone that just does business with you one-off. Your business grows when you have a customer come back to you again and again and again. As a matter of fact, it is easier to sell to an existing customer than it is to sell to a new customer. In fact, it's cheaper to sell to an existing customer, because when your customer has been doing business with you, you don't need to advertise to the customer for them to buy new products from you. They already know you, they already like your service, they already like your product, so they'll buy from you anyway. So the first thing there is giving great customer service. That also means that the people that answer your phone, my goodness, the people that pick up the phone, the people that interface with the customer, in other words, the first set of people that the customers see and meet when they are in your business becomes very, very critical, because they are the face of your business. Got it? So that's critically important. The way they pick up the phone, the way they answer the phone. So they must be friendly people. They must be friendly people. They must be patient people. They must be respectful people. Because at the end of the day, whatever you are selling, you're not the only one that is selling it in Nigeria or in River State. You have competitors. You have other people that are selling exactly the same product like you. So what makes them come back again and again and again is the quality of service that you give to the customer. So that is a very, very important point. What are certain customer service things that you can use for your business? Number one, learn to surprise the customer. Learn to go the extra mile for the customer. When you do that, it will help your business grow. That's one reason why businesses are failed. Number two is that they have bad staff. That's the reason why businesses fail. When you have a bad staff, my goodness, you know, they're going to stifle, immobilize, and spoil a lot of the things that you have planned and a lot of the things that you have done. So you have to get it right from the recruitment phase. You have to get it right from the recruitment phase. Where you make a mistake is in the recruitment phase. And when you don't get it right with your staff, don't start by blaming the staff. You are responsible, because you are the one that said yes to them that they can come and work for you. You see, so when you are recruiting, you recruit for attitude and then you train for skill. I'll say it again. You recruit for attitude and you train for skill. You recruit for attitude and you train for skill. You see, you cannot train a person to have a good attitude. You are not their mother. You are not their father. That's the job that their parents would have done since, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. So that's not your responsibility. Your job is to train them for skill. Skill means the capacity to do the job. So if you employ them to work on your computer, you can train them to become better computer engineers. You can train them to become better secretaries, but you cannot train them to have a great attitude. That's a very difficult thing to do. So that's a difficult one to do. So you can't train a person to have a great attitude, but you can train the person to have a great skill, because those attitudes were formed before the person was a teenager. Our lives have been formed from childhood. So when a person is now mature, you know, it's very, very difficult to now start changing them. So it's very critical that you look at it that way. I'll be right back after this.
Hey, another one, don't trail it. You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full.
Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take a talk and say, as you big rich, so you not fit do one better thing?
Wait till you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Una mama and papa, confess. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn am finish, anything you like make it do. If your girl picking lazy for house, enough it do anything. When you come out to go marry, now you and mama, now ain't husband then go the cost. If your picking begin smoke wee wee, you know no person way big pass am, so cost fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil a fooling body. Put eye for the thing when you're picking the duo. Una hear?
Now take eye come out where you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do now your own. Oh. If he bad now you make him so. Now take eye come out where you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he could do na your own, if he bad na you make him so.
Welcome back to Reef Ethics. Again, my name is Paul Ho. Hope you're having a good day. We're talking about bad stuff before. I mean, a lot of businesses have failed or gone under because of the bad attitude of staff. They shout at customer, they're rude to customer, or sometimes staff that steals your money. That's a big one. That's a biggie. Staff that now end up stealing from you. How are you going to do that? Why? They probably steal from you because you don't have structure in your business. You probably steal from you because you don't have a system in your business. I mean, when a staff steals from you, how is your business going to grow? I mean, even the scripture says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. When a staff steals from you, not even a stranger, not even the customer stealing from you, not even your competitor stealing from you, when your own staff begins to steal from you, how are you going to stand? How are you going to maintain the growth of your business? So bad staff is one of the major reasons why businesses fail. So what's the solution to that? Hire for attitude. Train for skill. When you're hiring, open your eyes. Like they say, in local palace, shine your eyes. Ask them powerful questions during the recruitment process. In fact, have a series of interviews before you finally allow the person to work with you. Not just that your first interview, you just tell the person to start work with you. That's not very, very good. Have a series of interviews. Then, out of those series of interviews, you now get to know who this person is before you employ it. Because think about it, your staff is going to be very, very close to you. They're like your family members. They know a lot about you, even in the security part of it. So you cannot just employ anybody. Would you marry a person on the first date? Would you marry a man on the first date? Come on, ladies. Guys, will you marry a woman on the first date? You just go out with her on the first date. You propose to her. Well, some people say they do that. I don't know how they did it, but come on, man. To a large extent, what a lot of people do is that they go on several dates. In fact, they go out. When I say they go on several dates, that means they even go out for like 2 years together or 1 year together before they decided to spend the rest of their lives together. So bad stuff. Yeah, you don't have to do the recruitment yourself. Get a recruitment agency to do your recruitment for you. You don't need to do everything. You don't need to do everything. If you're the one that's doing everything in your business, there's something not right. You don't have structure. All right. So get a recruitment agency to do that for you. Another way that you can resolve the issue of bad staff is that if you have a friend that's running a business also that has a great staff, you should ask that to your friend. Why is this your staff so good? Is it the way you treat them? Is it their compensation plan? Is it the salary that you pay them? Is it their pension plan? Is it the health plan that you have done? Why is your staff so diligent? You see, questions is what open people up. That's very, very, you know, critical and important. So bad staff is a reason why people fail in business. The other reason why people fail in business is the wrong location. That's the third reason, the wrong location. Especially if your business is dependent on, you know, having a store. I've got to add this here, that in today's world and in today's business, your business does not necessarily need to have a store. It doesn't necessarily need to have a physical store. But if it has to have a physical store, then location, location, location becomes a very, very critical part of the equation. Where is your business located? Where? Because it has to be located in a place where people can access. It has to be located in a place that is visible. Now, if your business currently is not located in a place that is great, the location is not great, you can use social media to begin to drive traffic to your business. That's one solution to that. So I know some of you are saying, but Paul, my location is not in a good place. So what do I do? I have a solution for you. Use social media, use Instagram, use Facebook, use Twitter, use all of those powerful social media platforms to begin to drive traffic to your store. Very, very important. All right. So put out content, put out articles, put out podcasts, put out audios like this that can educate people more about your product and your service. And that way it will help to drive traffic into your store. Because if your location is not right, your money will not be right. Remember, people like doing business with people that they know, like, and trust. So before they do business with you, they must know you. And one way for them to know you is in your location. For example, you cannot miss all the major supermarkets in Port Harcourt, can you? You can't miss them. They are in all the major places. They are in your face. You know, they are all over the place. And that's why you go there, and your family members also go there to patronize them for their product and for their services. Why? Because one key is that they are very, very visible. So make your business visible. Because who shame help? You don't need to be ashamed of it. Let a lot of people know where you are, and let a lot of people know what it exactly that you do. That's very, very critical. All right. So the fourth reason why businesses fail is a lack of marketing. So a lot of people don't know them. People do not know them. And that is the reason why they failed. So they failed because people do not know them. No marketing. You need to have a marketing plan. Because what is marketing? Marketing is visibility. Marketing is noise. Marketing is promotion. Marketing is making people know that you and your product and your services exist. Marketing is awareness. Now, marketing does not necessarily mean sales, because it is marketing that creates the trigger or the awareness that pulls people to you. And in, from that process, you also sell. So marketing is important, critically important. I mean, you may even have a competitor that doesn't even have as great of a product as you, but they will sell. Why would they sell? They will sell well. Why would they sell well? They will sell well because they are very, very visible. Because a lot of people know them. Because a lot of people see them. So it is of critical importance that you understand that. All right. So for that to happen, you will need to promote yourself. You will need to make yourself visible. You need to make yourself loud for people to know that you yourself, you are in existence. Shout. Even Jesus said it. He said, that which I whisper in your ear, stand on top of the rooftop and shout about it. It is when you shout about it that customers will buy from you. That is very, very critical and very, very important. All right. So the other reason is because of a lack of a sales strategy. That is another reason why people fail in business. If you do not have a clear sales strategy, how are you going to move your business forward? Because it is sales that brings money to the business. So what is sales? Sales is about influencing people and converting that influence into cash. What is your sales strategy? For some people, is that they make sales calls every single day. You need to have a strategy like that that enables you to make those calls on a consistent and on a regular basis. So have a clear sales strategy. Another sales strategy that you can have is distribution. Put your products in, you know, key and strategic places all around the town, all around the place. You know, so when you do that, customers get to find you easily. Or another sales strategy is that maybe you'll be going from office to office to sell your product. That is a sales strategy. Or another sales strategy is that maybe you will partner with a supermarket in River State. You can place your product in those supermarkets. I mean, I have a client that sells a particular product and he places the product in one of the major big supermarkets in this particular, and they make millions of naira now every month in sales. Why? Because of a good sales strategy. Now they are visible. A lot of people know them. A lot of people see them, and a lot of people like what it is that they are doing. So I think when you have a clear sales strategy, it helps to move your business forward. So sit down with your team and ask your team, what is the sales strategy that we will use to move our product from our warehouse or from our store into the hands of the customer? That becomes extremely critical and important in the growth process. All right? Write down your sales strategy today with your team. Ask yourself a question. In what way will I use? For example, in my own business, I use Instagram a lot. I do videos on Instagram every single day. Every single day. Why? Because those videos are a powerful, powerful sales strategy for me that I use to grow my business forward. It helps brands to locate me. It helps people to see me. And when they see me, they like me, then they can buy from me. So that is a powerful sales strategy for me. Another sales strategy for me is going to events. I go to conferences a lot. I go to social gatherings a lot, where I go to places that the people that I like to do business with go to, so that I can pitch my ideas to them. Next, I speak a lot in conference and events, even both paid, free, and the ones that they just give me an honorarium. So I speak at those events a lot, because when you speak at those events, it will help in your branding. It will help in your visibility. I'll be right back after this.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time. Time is money.
Welcome back. Now, let's begin to wrap up some of the things that we shared. I said, number one, some of the reasons why businesses fail and how to fix that or avoid that is, number one, of bad customer service. So what are you going to do to fix your customer service in your business? What are you going to do to go the extra mile for your customers in 2020 and 2019? What are you going to do about that? All right. So the other reason why businesses fail is bad staff. What are you going to do if you already have a bad staff? Who's stealing from you? Who's rude to your customers? What are you going to do? Are you going to sack them? Are you going to replace them? Or are you going to train them? Now, you've already made the mistake. I told you earlier, I said, you should recruit for attitude and train for skill. Because if a person has a good attitude, if a person has a good behavior, if a person has a good behavior, you can train the person for skill. Even if the person does not know the person will be patient to learn because that person has a great, great, great attitude. So hire for attitude and train for skill. As I said, the third reason is bad location or a wrong location. And then the fourth reason is a lack of marketing. And the fifth reason is a lack of sales. I hope this helps. Till I come away again next time on Rivetics, my name is Paul Fo.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Rivetics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reefethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reefethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reefethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.